It came to pass that in the middle of the third age, Durin was again its king, being the sixth of that name. The power of Sauron, servant of Morgoth, was then again growing in the world, though the shadow in the forest that looked towards Moria was not yet known for what it was. All evil things were stirring. The dwarves delved deep at that time, seeking beneath Barazinbar for Mithril, the metal beyond price that was becoming yearly ever harder to win. Thus they roused from sleep a thing of terror that, flying from Thangorodrim, had lain hidden at the foundations of the earth since the coming of the host of the West, a Balrog of Morgoth. Or perhaps they released it from prison. It may well be that it had already been awakened by the malice of Sauron. Durin was slain by it, and the year after, Nine the First, his son. And then the glory of Moria passed, and its people were destroyed or fled far away. Most of those that escaped made their way into the north, and Thrain the First, Nine's son, came to Erebor, the lonely mountain, near the eastern eaves of Mirkwood, and there he began new works, and became king under the mountain. In Erebor he found the great jewel, the Arkenstone, heart of the mountain. But Thorin the First, his son, removed and went into the far north to the grey mountains, where most of Durin's folk were now gathering, for those mountains were rich and little explored. But there were dragons in the wastes beyond, and after many years they became strong again and multiplied, and they made war on the dwarves and plundered their works. At last Dain the First, together with Fror, his second son, was slain at the doors of his hall by a great cold drake. Not long after most of Durin's folk abandoned the grey mountains, Gror, Dain's son, went away with many followers to the Iron Hills, but Thror, Dain's heir, with Borin, his father's brother, and the remainder of the people, returned to Erebor. To the great hall of Thrain, Thror brought back the Arkenstone, and he and his folk prospered and became rich, and they had the friendship of all men that dwelt near. For they made not only things of wonder and beauty, but weapons and armour of great worth, and there was great traffic of ore between them and their kin in the Iron Hills. Thus the Northmen who lived between Kelduin, River Running, and Carnen, Red Water, became strong and drove back all enemies from the east, and the dwarves lived in plenty, and there was feasting and song in the halls of Erebor.